This is the Daily Dope, presented by The Gaming Gang, for Thursday, February 9th, 2012. It's time for another irrelevant look at the gaming news of the day. Hello again, I'm your host, Jeff McAleer. Let's get right down to the news. Cryptozoic Entertainment will release Super PAC, the game, a new satirical card game that recreates a presidential election and pokes fun at our current political system. Super PAC the game will be available in July. In the game, players are presidential candidates and must face and overcome political challenges to their campaigns each turn in order to win the favor of their electorate. The other players then take the role of the Super PAC, political action committees, and play action, object, and result cards that offer suggestions on how to overcome the specific crisis card. With many different card combinations possible, the results are ever-changing. The candidate must decide on the best course of action, even if it's simply the most humorous. Although employing heavy political satire, the game will appeal to players of any political affiliation, including both those who are political junkies and those that know nothing about politics whatsoever. The game includes over 100 full-color cards and instructions. Super PAC the game is for 3 to 7 players, ages 15 and up, and will retail for just about $30. This week brings the release of Feudality from Z-Man Games, and it's a game for 2 to 6 players as they compete to gain the most victory points through resource gathering and building. A long time ago in Europe, ages were pretty dark. The distribution of wealth back then left a lot to be desired. Greedy people banded together to take things from other people so that the rich could get richer and the poor could have even less. Was ever thus. Step into the middle of the normal state of human affairs as a baron or baroness somewhere almost in Europe a long time ago. Thanks to your birth, you have a lot of little people working to make you richer, and you, in turn, are doing your best to make your king even more prosperous. If you do things right, you might someday be king, or queen if you're a baroness. February 11th is the 70th anniversary of the beginning of Operation Cerberus, the channel dash in which major elements of the German Navy dashed from Brest to home waters, right through the English Channel. Against the Odds magazine commemorates this remarkable event with their latest pocket battle game and a special offer. With any purchase from today through the 13th, just enter the promo code DASH on the order form and you'll receive a deluxe version of the game Operation Cerberus, the Channel Dash, complete with die-cut counters and extra expansion rules and units. The Channel Dash, codenamed Operation Cerberus by the Germans, was a major naval engagement during World War II, in which the German Kriegsmarine squadron, consisting of both Scharnhorst-class battleships and heavy cruiser Prince Eugene, along with escorts, ran a British blockade and successfully sailed from Brest to Brittany to their home bases in Germany via the English Channel. On the 11th of February, 1942, the Kriegsmarine ships left Brest at 21:15 and escaped detection for more than 12 hours, approaching the Straits of Dover without discovery. As the German ships passed through the straits and on into the North Sea, British armed forces intercepted them, and attacks were made by the Royal Air Force, the Fleet Air Arm, and coastal artillery. The attacks and bombardments were unsuccessful, and by February 13th, all the Kriegsmarine ships had completed their transit. In support of the German naval operation, the Luftwaffe launched Operation Donnerkeil, or to those who don't speak German, that'd be Thunderbolt, to provide air superiority for the passage of the ships. Check out Operation Cerberus, the Channel Dash, at Against the Odds magazine today. Privateer Press has announced plastic battle boxes for their Hordes game, and they come in various factions. There's the Trollblood Battle Group Starter. The stalwart Trollkin of the United Creoles fight alongside their savage cousins, the full-blood trolls, to protect their lands and their people. The powerful Trollkin chieftain, Madrak Ironhide, leads from the front, adding the might of his legendary weapon, Wrathrock, to that of his troll axer's dismembering strikes. From behind the Trollkin warlock, troll impalers hurl massive javelins the size of ballista bolts to skewer enemies. This starter pack contains 4 plastic models, including Madrak Ironhide, the Thornwood Chieftain warlock, 2 troll impaler light war beasts, and 1 troll axer light war beast. There's also the Legion of Everblight battlegroup starter. From the cold north, the servants of the dragon Everblight descend upon Weston Imorin in a tide of fury and dragon breath. Lilith, a herald of Everblight, commands a force of ferocious dragon spawn, beginning her assault with a pack of ravenous shredders. Those unfortunate few who survive the lesser dragon spawn must face the draconic might of the Carnivian, 12 feet of solid muscle, scales, and fiery breath. This starter pack contains 6 plastic models: Lilith, the herald of Everblight Warlock, the Carnivian Heavy War Beast, and 4 Shredder Lesser War Beasts. There's also the Circle Ouroboros. The druids of the Circle Ouroboros protect the wilds of Western Imorin with the power of the elements and the ferocious might of terrible beasts. Kaya the Wildborn tears into her foes alongside a pair of two-headed Argus and a feral Warp Wolf, a holy savage beast whose rending claws represent the living embodiment of primal fury. Sounds kind of scary, doesn't it? This starter pack contains 4 plastic models, including Kaya, the Wildborn Warlock, a feral Warp Wolf Heavy War Beast, and 2 Argus Light War Beasts. Finally, there's the Scorn Battlegroup starter. From the distant east come the Scorn, a race of merciless warriors bent on enslaving or destroying all before them. At Lord Tormentor Morgul's command, brutal Cyclops savages rush forward to hew their foes with mighty two-handed falchions, while the massive Titan Gladiator slams into the enemy with the weight and fury of a living siege engine. The starter pack will contain 4 plastic models, including the Master Tormentor Morgul Warlock, 2 Cyclops Savage Light War Beasts, and the Titan Gladiator Heavy War Beast. You can check out all these new Hordes releases at privateerpress.com. Third Eye Games wants to welcome you to the 2nd annual Wujing Giveaway Month, affectionately known as February by some of the fans. They'll be having daily drawings to give away 1 Wujing core book PDF every day. Wujing is an action RPG of martial arts, mysticism, and rebellion. This is just Third Eye Games' way of showing the love to the fans. Even if you already own Wujing, you could always win it and give it to a friend. Now that Third Eye Games has their own online store, they can do something they would never have thought of before, and that's giving away a free PDF of Wujing, The Ninja Crusade, with any purchase on their site over $5. With the 10% off that you already get on the site, this is even more reason to buy. Every day in February, fans can get 4 chances to win that free PDF of the Wujing, The Ninja Crusade core book. Winners will be drawn randomly from fans that have done 1 or multiple of the following. Follow them on Facebook. Fans of Wujing on Facebook can post daily to the Third Eye Games page and receive 1 entry into the drawing. Follow them on Google+. Fans of Wujing on Google+ can post daily to the Third Eye Games page there and also receive 1 entry into the daily drawing. By the way, if you answer both the Facebook and Google question, the answers have to be different. You can also tweet about the giveaway. Be sure to follow Third Eye Games on Twitter and retweet the daily giveaway posting to your Twitter to earn another entry into the daily drawing. And lastly, you can join the newsletter. Any fans that sign up for the Third Eye Games newsletter automatically receive 1 entry for each drawing. You can find out more at the Third Eye Games website. And finally, Hasbro CEO Brian Goldner told analysts in the company's conference call earlier this week that Magic the Gathering is, quote, the largest game brand in the U.S., end quote. I suppose Mr. Goldner's not following video games too much. But anyway, for the first time, a Hasbro exec has characterized the size of the Magic brand, implying that it's a force drawing in $200 million or more. In praising the Wizards of the Coast management team, Goldner noted that the team had taken Magic, quote, which totaled less than $100 million in revenues in 2008 and was on the decline, to where it is today, more than double the size it was just 3 years ago, end quote. Hasbro disclosed that Magic had doubled in the last 3 years at its investor day last fall, but no scale had been assigned to the brand. It wasn't clear exactly what the number for Magic includes, but we have to assume it's a combination of wholesale collectible card game revenues and licensing revenues for video games and other products. Regardless, it means that Magic the Gathering is a strong 9-figure brand, an impressive accomplishment for Wizards of the Coast and its management. The discussion of Magic was in context of Hasbro confirming that it missed its original expectations for Q4 and for 2011. Revenues for the year were up 7% to $4.29 billion, Yes, that's correct. $4.29 billion, but profits declined 3% to $385 million. The miss had been warned and was due to a rough holiday post-Thanksgiving season. That's it for today, but I'll be back again tomorrow. And until then, enjoy moving one day closer to the weekend. The Daily Dope is presented by The Gaming Gang, located at thegaminggang.com. Any similarities to an actual news program are certainly unintentional and, in fact, accidental.